And this helped us to determine if he was slacking on us, if he could be cheating on those tests, and this type of thing, you know. And it helped a great deal.
Now, what exactly did you do with
that? I was in education. I helped in this orientation phase of it, helped in with the testing in phase of it. And I taught World of Work, which is not program, which is the closest thing in Job Corps at that time to an actual classroom scene. The classes had no more than 15 corpsmen in them. They changed, I had them once per day for 5 days a week. And the education week began on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and ended on Tuesday. See, they alternated 1 week of education and 1 week of work. Okay, so they would stay in education a week, and we had two shifts. The ones that were in education 1 week would be in work the next week, and so on. Now, you mentioned something about all they did was forest work. Well, not necessarily. After Corman is assigned to works, then he's assigned to a work crew, whether it's in forestry, whether it's in construction, and they did various work details around the Job Corps Center and on other parts of the forest. And basically, this was designed not necessarily to teach them a skill, but to work on work habits, work attitudes, what have you, okay? And once a corpsman got up to a certain level in terms of his work supervisor, who's his work supervisor's evaluation, then he would go into a training program that he qualified for in terms of his reading level. We had welding on center. We had auto mechanics on center. Okay, we had carpentry on center. We had skilled union people to teach those courses. Now, that we did not have, if a corpsman wanted to go into something that we didn't have, or we had cooking, if he wanted to get into something else that we didn't have, then we could transfer him to a Job Corps center that had his particular job area, see. But he, or whatever the prerequisites were in terms of reading and math, his levels had to be up to what was required. So this is why he worked up to that level, then he went into training while at the same time still taking his education to improve that.
All right. How long were you there then?
18 months. 18 months. I started in January of 68. I left there in July of 69 in a reduction in force. This wasn't Richard Nixon. This wasn't one of Richard Nixon's favorite programs, so he fired about half of us. And this is when I came back to Mobile in 1969.
And was your wife with you when you were up there? You got married before.
Right, got married before.
Okay. And then you came back in 69 and started here?
No.
All right, next.
I came back to Mobile in July 4th was the day I arrived in Mobile in 1969. And very, very interesting thing. What I did was, on my way back, it took me longer to drive from Minnesota back to Mobile because on my way back, I scheduled job interviews from all the way down the line.
Yes.
So I wouldn't have to make all those trips back, you know, being unemployed. And have to, I stopped in Milwaukee and interviewed for a job counselor in the state employment services. I stopped in Chicago for a job with the school system there. I had an interview in Memphis with the, my wife also interviewed in Milwaukee for a teaching job there. And I also interviewed in Memphis for a job with